This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Today's March 20th. It's prediction time. Hot takes and cold takes show for us. Get ready to yell at your speakers and tell us we're crazy. You're listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast. Yinz guys, thank you for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast, where we talk all about them Pittsburgh Pirates and that. My name is Josh. His name is Jake. Doug says it's nice in Florida. How you doing, Jake? All right, what do we got?
Just the Abita.
Okay.
I got like a 12 pack, so I got to...
So we're gonna see some Abita for a while.
Well, it's about halfway through.
Okay.
But I got to, you know, it's better out of a glass, so I got to pour it into the glass.
Okay, that's fair.
What did they used to say? Pour down the center, release the aroma. What was that? What beer was that?
I don't know. I know what you're talking about. Down the center.
Was it Foster's?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I don't know.
90s, man.
Yeah. Hey, we've got our predictions and all the stuff. But we also have to cover one thing first. Obviously, after the last time we were on here, Jared Jones news came out. Got some elbow pain. We've got an MRI. We've got sent it out for a second opinion, which is never good. It's never good that they're sending it to Keith Meister. Not good. So I don't know, man. I mean, that's where we're at right now. Let me ask you this before we get into all of our stuff. Does this change? It changes anything, right? But does this change a lot?
That's hard to answer when we have a show loaded full of things that we're going to be talking about that it kind of weighs in without spoiling some of our takes.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I feel like if you had
changes things,
if you had any takes written down and you heard that, you had to sit and go, all right, how many of these do I need to change? You know what I mean?
Right.
There's a thought process there.
Yeah. So it definitely changed some of my answers. It gave me new answers, for some of my stuff. It gave me some, let me get a little bit more creative with a couple things that we're going to talk about. But overall, I mean, yeah, of course, you lose. I understand that they might not line up 1, 2, 3, but you're talking about the big three or so in our rotation. He's one of them. So, of course, it's going to change things.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big impact, even though there are options. One of the things that, and Douglas Smith talks about it right here. One of the things that this team has done well is they had 10 options, right? Didn't we count? They had 10 options and then they added one to that, right? Where are they at now? Because you've got obviously the five who we think was in line. You've got Harrington, you've got Chandler, Burroughs, Ashcraft,
Oviedo,
and then still now you've added Majinski to the list of what you can get from him. And you're talking about 11 deep now. Oviedo's down. Mm-hmm. There's a chance that Jones is down at least for a while.
Right.
Right. I mean, we don't know how serious it is. Obviously, you can go into one of those things and And you can say, well, we don't think it's Tommy John, but we did send it to Meister. Meister might say, yeah, we need to just do it now. You know what I mean? You don't know until we know. And I guess I haven't looked at anything in about an hour and a half. So maybe the news busted out and I missed it. But all I'm saying is, if it is, please put it in the chat so I can change it before we I release this thing.
Twitter. I didn't see anything.
So anyway, I mean, the deal is that this seems, as Mike put in here, this seems inevitable for a lot of pitchers right now. It is not inevitable, but it seems that way. I forget what the percentage is right now, but like the percentage is not 100%. You know what I mean? So it's not inevitable, but it definitely feels that way. And so it just doesn't mean it has to happen right now. It doesn't mean that it had to happen to any one of anybody.
Yeah.
Even if you were one of the people who said he's not a big guy, it's probably him. It still doesn't always equal that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. We'll see what happens with everything and just follow along. But it definitely feels, I'm wearing my Allegheny Electric Company with Jones and Skeens on it. Just, you know, I'm rooting, sending good vibes to Jared Jones that he can be okay. And if he misses time, that it's not a lot of time and then he can come back right when we need him. That's all you can really hope for. It just doesn't feel great.
Right.
So I think, you're down in the dumps a little bit, but, and it's always like weird. Like you never want anyone getting injured, period. You know it's going to happen, but you don't.
Yeah.
You don't want it to happen. So it's not that I'm happy that they've done what they've done. And it, like they could have traded more guys. They traded Ortiz. They could have dealt more. Of course, to be honest with you, Jones was one of the guys they talked about. Imagine they traded Jones for somebody. You know what I mean? This would be a different story. But this, I mean, this, like I said, this could be anybody. And this team knows that they have to have this. This has to work. And the only way it's going to is if you just keep as many arms as possible.
Yeah.
Because this offense cannot absorb. It can't absorb a bad starting rotation if you want to be anything.
Right.
So I don't know, man. Good vibes going to Jared Jones. Hopefully, hopefully he's okay. But we'll see. Yeah, Miles says Jones or Duran is looking great right now. Yeah, or any of those guys from Baltimore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which was, I think the big thing was, you know, Jones for, I don't know that Boston was going with Duran, but Dave says Kobe Mayo is upset with the O's right now. Did you see that?
I did not.
He basically said, they sent him to AAA and he basically said, it's a lose-lose situation. If I go down there and I rake, they're going to say, well, you should be. But if I go down there and I struggle, then they're going to say, oh, he's a bust. He's done. Now nobody's even going to want him in a trade. Like, it's just like, it's a lose-lose situation, basically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so he said that. I don't actually disagree with him. It's just the idea that you said it. So maybe that alludes to the fact that you're unhappy.
Yeah.
I keep like leaning too far out of camera, but so he's, I don't know how like upset he really is, but it is, cause it is the truth, but it's like, you typically don't say that.
Right.
There's things you just don't say out loud. Right.
Yeah, right.
And that's one of them.
Especially on record.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, he's also very good, but he's just blocked. And that's the first and third base. We're not even getting into the outfielders and how they went out and got extra outfielders this year.
Yeah.
If you're Heston Kerstad, you're thinking like, bro, what's going on? Now, as a team, you want to do that, right? You want to try to make him earn it. But yeah, it's crazy. But, it's the same sort of thing.
It's good to do that with most of your positions, but sometimes you got to let a kid eat. You know what I mean? You got to let him get his taste.
Yep. Yeah, and there's a lot of that.
It's a fine line.
Pitching is one place where you can say, no, we'll all get, you'll all pitch.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy to think too right now, like you look at the Pirates pitching staff as a whole, like Major League and AAA to get like all that whole group of guys, and they are all each other's biggest fans.
Yeah.
And it's rare. Like you don't get that all the time. They are all rooting for each other, and that camaraderie goes a long way to, you know, the growth of that whole staff. They're picking each other's brains. They're sharing each other's tricks. They're
right.
Yeah, they're helping each other out, and that's how you build a dominant pitching depth.
Well, we have one more little piece that actually probably not even, it doesn't even feel the same. Because of the Jones thing, it was the fact that Ryan Borucki, DJ Stewart, and Thomas Harrington are still in big league camp. And I was going to go on a little run about Thomas Harrington, because you know that's what I do. And I was going to say, he's still in big league camp for a reason. You know, they're thinking about something and blah, blah, blah. Maybe Falter's not feeling great. And you know what I mean? I was going to do all that. And now it's like, all right, well, there's a clear path for Thomas Harrington right now. Now, maybe that's still Majinski. Maybe they try to do a Majinski-Ferguson type thing where Ferguson throws a couple and Majinski can give you three or four innings. Like, that's totally possible that they go that route early on in the season. Harrington would require a 40-man spot. Not that that wouldn't be easy. If Jones is hurt for a while, that's going to take care of itself. But, and there's others too, but you know what I mean? Like there's options there. DJ Stewart's still a big part of this. Like he's right in the mix, but they also haven't sent down one of Endy or Henry yet. And so they're going to push this thing to the wire. But when do we start seeing Endy Rodriguez play first base? He's played it before. I know they were talking about, like, here's the thing. I know they were talking about, he's just a catcher. He's just a catcher. We're not going to mess around with that. He's just a catcher. And it all makes sense to me that you say that.
Yeah.
My only thing is that I guarantee you they didn't plan on three catchers on this team. Not with Kutch being a DH only. There's no way they were thinking they could carry three catchers. And with Endy coming off the injury, Henry being a wild card and not knowing what he's going to really look like, if those two guys, if they believe they're good enough, I feel like somebody, and that's got to be Endy because of the experience and not much time, it's got to be Endy playing some first base before spring training's over.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I do. It is tough because of all of what they've said. And I'm getting to that point too, and you're going to keep telling me this, and you're going to keep telling me that, but we need offense. That's all I care about. I think Endy can handle the position. I think that Joey Bart would be a better option. Not right now because he hasn't worked on it.
Right.
I think long-term, I think Bart's a better option, but right now, Endy has had experience playing first base, and I think that's a route you have to explore. You have to.
Yeah, I think moving forward, just if we're saying long-term, I mean, I think moving forward, Bart's going to be a catcher. He's probably going to be a DH after this year if Kutch retires, and that's it. And so for me, that's it. If I'm thinking long-term, I'm hoping that Horowitz is working out and we're not putting anybody else at first. Right. So for me, this is a way to say, if you didn't plan on three catchers, that's fine. You also didn't plan on Endy catching. That's fine. If you're going to change your mind about one thing, change it about another one. Give him some innings at first base.
Yeah.
I don't care if he's not the best body of the three. He's played it before and he's been fine there. But also it's the fact that it's like, what are you looking at? 2-3 weeks?
Right.
And Horowitz is back. And then you can make your decision then. If there's another decision to make, I mean, the problem is, I don't know what kind of decision you're going to make. If you go to like, okay, Triolo's just our backup infielder, then you can carry three catchers. But how are you going to find playing time for those guys?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think at some point, a decision has to be made, and some guy's going to have to basically say, crap, now I'm the odd man out. You know what I mean? And yeah. let that motivate you instead of, or Kobe Mayo the thing and say, lose situation. I'm hot right now. You send me down. I'm going to stay hot and then I'm going to get cold. Cause that's yeah. baseball.
The other option is you're looking at maybe a possible trade. I don't want to entertain it with those three. Cause there's my opinion, when a decision has to be made, whoever gets sent down, you're moving. You're going down to learn a new position. If you're forcing us into three people who are all at the catching position and you're all going to hit, I got to find a spot for at least two of you at a time.
I know.
Whoever goes down, I'm playing them at a different position.
Yeah.
Even if it is for 1 year.
I just feel like it's like next year, Joey Bart's the DH. And Henry's the D, and Andy's the D. Catchers are often injured. Having three catchers is a luxury, not a problem. And so there's a lot of that. I mean, Bart has been injured a lot too, right? So I mean, he spent some time on the IL just this past year for us. And so like that could happen again. You want to have those two guys. And so I don't know, man. It is difficult, and it might be one of those things where you have to sit both of those guys down and say, we're going to try to work this out the best we can. You're going to get playing time. And if we feel like you're not going to get playing time, like if Bart's just tearing the place up, you might switch those two and say, let's switch it up. So let's say Henry's up right now. Let's get him down there for more at bats and let Andy come up and be at this level. To me, we made our picks on Sunday and I've already changed my mind. I'm already sitting here saying like, nah, DJ Stewart, yeah, let's do away with that. Andy's got to make this team. You know what I mean? I'm all over a bunch of different changes already. Obviously there's other things. When I saw that Harrington didn't get cut, I was like, he's on, man. He's in. I got to put him in my roster. I had hot takes of Harrington and I'm like, I got to take those out because now it's not so hot. They're like warm takes.
Right.
So yeah, I don't know, man. Dave White says a good thing. Like when you talk about trades, you know, maybe it's Bart that you're moving. He says, I wouldn't trade Henry or Andy. So, I mean, at that point, maybe it's Bart.
I wouldn't either. But if they both play and they both are major league players, it's just hard to just send them back to AAA. Like,
right. I guess I'm saying like, if you're going to move a guy though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's what I'm saying. If like, I find it hard to believe that you send them down to AAA, even though they're major league players. That's why I'm saying like, you could probably get a good return if you sent somebody, if you traded somebody, one of the three. I'm not, you know, I don't want to entertain that idea, but at the same time, I want to be forced to entertain that idea because they're all performing well.
Yeah.
Entertain. I don't want to pull the trigger.
Yeah. Seth said, is there a world where all three are on the 26 man before the end of the year? I mean, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it might happen right out of the gate.
Yeah. There's a good chance.
Yeah. And Dave White agrees with Bart DH next year. I mean, listen, there's not a bat in this lineup this spring that's to me been more impressive than Joey Bart. Cause we went into this saying, hey, look, I'm not all in on this yet. We don't know. Yeah. You know, we got two guys on this roster who blew us away last year. Joey Bart and Dennis Santana. And coming into this year, it's like, yeah, we feel good, but like, we don't know yet. Both of them kind of took a while to happen. You just need to know that they're going to come back. And it looks like both of them are coming back and looking good. That's good news. Maybe it plays in some of our things as we go on. But now it's really interesting. And what we thought was maybe a little bit of a position battle bore fest for the Pirates this year doesn't appear to be. It appears that there are people or there are players who are making a case, and spring training is spring training, Jake. We talk about it all the time, but there are things that you're looking at that just feel like this could be it, you know?
Yeah.
Bucko Mike says Kutch 75 games because of injuries. I mean, he's old enough. This absolutely could happen. If you've got all three catchers and you can put Joey Bart at DH for a while, I mean, that's a for sure option. You don't have to think about, oh, who am I going to, who am I going to put at DH? You're going to put Bart at DH.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's been there. So, man, I think to start the season, you've got the rest of spring training, you've got to get a look at least Endy at first base because he's been there. You have to. Yeah. If I'm Endy Rodriguez, I'm saying, listen, I understand. It's a flip of the coin. I could be the guy to go down. Can I please get my first base mitt out?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, these players want it.
Right.
He's got to be thinking, like, let me do it. Yeah. If it's just for 2 weeks, and then you can see how I hit these major league pitchers when it counts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's there. It's going to be real interesting to see how this thing wraps up, and I didn't think it was going to be, so I'm actually here for it a little bit. I'm a little bit excited to see how it plays out. It gives us something else to kind of talk about and disagree and agree and bark and cheer and all the things, right?
Yeah.
So, all right, let's get into our stuff here. So we've done a bunch of different iterations of this over the years, and we've gone through over-unders for a ton of players, and we've done all these things. And last year, we kind of abandoned that. And what time is it? I think we're going to continue to abandon it for a while. If we've got some time at the end, maybe we'll throw some extra ones in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you, do you want cold takes and hot takes? Do you want to do our like Pirates season awards as like a preview to what everything else is? Or do we dive right into cold takes and hot takes and then get into everything? I'm trying to think of, like, if you're thinking of your cold takes and hot takes, maybe you want to save an MVP, because then does it make the MVP easy if you come out with this bold hot take?
I don't know that any of mine really relate 100%.
Okay.
Let's do the awards.
Okay. All right, so Pirates Awards, this is just a simple one. You know, you call the awards out, but these are just for the Pirates, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do, you pick one out of there. Let's do Gold Glove.
Okay. I got Key.
It's kind of hard not to go with Key Brian Hayes. If he plays 110 games, he's got the Gold Glove for the Pirates. Plus, on top of that, it's like Cruz is going to have a long learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
Reynolds is not a Gold Glove. Mm-hmm. He could be good, but not a Gold Glove. Same with Gonzalez. IKF, certainly not. I mean, I still think he makes the routine play, but nothing more. You're not going to get it in anything else. Bucko Mike says Triolo. He's probably second on the list.
Because
if you wanted to play, I mean, Major League Baseball plays a utility man. And if that's the case, I mean, who knows? I mean, to be true, he's the other option at third. If Key doesn't play 110 games, it's probably because Triolo is getting a Gold Glove. They're just both that good. And I don't see super defenders anywhere else.
No.
So hopefully we can be like, you know, league average defenders and not terrible.
Right. We're going to need to be league average.
All right. Let's go. let's go Silver Slugger. I got Brian Reynolds for my Silver Slugger.
Same.
Here's the thing. I mean, it's Mr. Reliable at this point.
He's just the most consistent.
I think there are other guys. I don't know. I'd like to say O'Neill Cruz here. Just to be different. I'll say O'Neill Cruz.
I thought you were going to, and that's why I felt okay just putting Reynolds down.
Yeah, I'll be different and say Cruz. All right. Let's go to, and now we're going to play some like lenience here, okay? Because we're going to throw comeback of the year in here. So our candidates for comeback of the year would be Endy coming off the injury, Oviedo coming off the injury, actually. Sawinski and Henry Davis and David Bednar coming off of bad seasons. You know what I'm saying? Like something like that. Yeah. I don't know if Henry really even counts, because has he really even had a year to come back from? You know what I mean? Like Bednar had two all-star appearances. Sawinski had 26 home runs. Like they've had years that have been good and productive. I don't know that Henry's even had one. So I don't know, man. I'm trying to think of who else would even qualify as a comeback player of the year. Other than, I mean, Key Bryant, really. I mean, he played 96 games last year. Does he play more?
Did you mention Jack?
I did.
Okay.
I was saying Sawinski at 26 home runs and
yeah.
And Endy with the injury and you know what I mean? The whole thing. So who do you got there? I mean, it doesn't seem like Dowry Moretta is going to be back anytime soon. I'm waiting on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm all over the Endy train right now, but also Jack, like I just keep going back and forth between those two guys. Like I can't, those two guys to me, I just don't put, I don't put Bednar in this category. I'll say that.
Why not?
He had a down year, but it wasn't abysmal. His ERA says it was abysmal, but he did get 19 straight saves at one point. Like he wasn't your typical Bednar. Right. I get that, but it was a okay season. We're just used to more from him, so it looked worse. But for me, comeback, it's got to be Endy or Jack. Like, and I can't really even. I'm not good at picking one here.
Yeah. So the thing about comeback for me and David Bednar is he'd have to come back and make like the All-Star team. Then it is a comeback. If he comes all, you know what I mean? Comes back to that form. I mean, 577 from a 2 ERA, you know what I mean? Like if he gets back to a 2 something, you know, around a 2 ERA give or take, then I consider that. But I'm going to go Jack. I think he's going to play well. He's been my guy. You know, I've liked him because of the power. I'll take the strikeouts. Like I said, I don't want them all through the lineup, but I'll take it from a guy who can hit fifth or sixth for me and just knock home runs. If he can get, you know, if he can get 25 home runs again this year, it's unbelievable. I don't know that they'll play him enough. I think they're going to play fam too much early on for him to rack up that kind of a number. I just don't think that's in the cards, but Baraki would be a good call too, Dave. That's a good call.
Yeah, I like that call.
Yeah. So many had bad years last year, Doug says. Yeah, that's good. I'm going to go Jack. You're going Endy?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had, you know, it was both of those guys that I was looking at. You know what I mean? And I'll say this. I think Bednar is going to be fine. Obviously too. You do because you think, you know what I mean, what you said, but there you go. Katie says, come Jack kid. I see what you did there. All right. How about rookie of the year? I'll go first. We're probably going to have the same one, but you know where I'm going with this. I'm going Thomas Harrington.
Exactly. I'm there too.
Now, if Bubba comes up before the All-Star break, it could be Bubba. He pitches that much. Like if he's in the majors by June, it could be Bubba. Because he's gonna be electric, right? He's gonna be he slots in between Skeens and Jones. Like that's where this guy is.
Yeah.
So yeah. Mike says Skeens might win the Gold Glove as a pitcher. Never know. So yeah, you're gonna hear Doug says Harrington train. You're going to hear about him tonight. I just can't. Seth says Bubba is my pick. And he thinks late May, early June. So I like that call. And I don't doubt he can do it.
Mm-hmm.
If this Bailey Falter thing that he had, if it comes back and they need another spot, somebody's going to get it.
Yeah.
Might be there. And all he has to do, I mean, it was clear he wasn't ready, right? When you watched him pitch in the spring, nobody wanted to see him come up right now and get knocked around or whatever. Let's make sure he's good. Let's make sure he's polished. That's what I like about Harrington. He doesn't have that. He doesn't have 100. Right. He has to earn it. And it's for Harrington. He's just more ready. Yeah. He's more polished.
He's more of a pitcher.
Yeah. And it might like I said, he doesn't have the ceiling those guys do. But there's something to be said about that. All right, let's go to Cy Young. I'll go first. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's Paul Skeens.
I literally wrote on my sheet, duh.
Yeah. All right, how about MVP?
So I got a co-MVP.
Oh, okay.
I'm
little Willie Stargell, 1979, co-MVP.
Yeah, I'm going Reynolds and Skeens. I think Cruz has a great case.
Yeah.
I think he could explode. I just think your horses are going to be Skeens on the pitching staff and Reynolds on the offensive side.
That could be a preview.
He's just reliable. He's just.
I think
he's playing. Going to play with a little chip because of the whole baby thing. You know what I mean? Like this, the whole.
Yeah.
Everyone knows it, and I think he's going to come out and mash.
Yep. Bucko Mike says Skeens and Bart. I'm not kidding you. Like I'm not. Early on in spring training, I was like, we don't know yet. I'm all in on Bart. I told you that on the phone the other day.
Yeah.
I'm convinced, man, this guy's hitting the ball harder consistently than anybody else on this team. Now, once again, I don't think it's the ceiling, but my MVP Skeens too. It's the reliable piece that you were saying, but Skeens is reliable and comes with that excitement where mm-hmm. I think you're going to get the reliability from Reynolds, but you're going to get that excitement from Cruz. And unless Cruz pops 40, I don't think he can get past how important Skeens will be to this team. You know what I mean? So that's kind of where I'm at. But all right, so we got our awards. Let's run through some Dave White. Bart's the real deal. He's from Georgia. What's the I'm the real deal. What is that? Well, I'm thinking of something. I don't know what it is. Anyway, let's get into our cold takes here. And so for anybody that's listening now, what we do is we're going to do three cold takes, three hot takes. The cold takes are supposed to be, I think this is going to happen. This is me predicting that this event will occur, right? The hot takes are, this is possible, but not likely. Like, everything's awesome. So when the hot takes come, just understand that we don't think it's going to happen, but we think it's within the realm of possibility. Right before we jump in, Pitt City, what? I don't think so. I haven't seen any Jones updates yet, but we did cover that at the beginning of the show, a little bit, but I don't see any updates yet. That'll be huge. It's already making a difference on what we do, what we're talking about here. I mean, I've changed things 4 times since the news came out. I really have. So Sherrod also likes Bart for Dark Horse MVP here. I'm telling you, man, everybody's buying in right now.
I wouldn't be surprised, but I'm still on the, not as much as I was. So I'm seeing a lot already. Like we're seeing a lot.
Obviously has to happen when the games count, right?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so let's go with our three cold takes. Why don't you throw up? Well, the first one, I think we talked enough. I don't know all your picks.
Two, three.
Skeens 30-30. Cruz 30-30. I said Skeens. I screwed it up.
I was like, jeez. Dang it. You changed it on
dang
me.
Dang it, Bobby.
All right,
Cruz
guys.
Cruz
30-30. I think I'm here too. 30 homers, 30 steals. Last year, he was a 20-20 guy. With one more steal than home run, which actually surprised me when I went back and looked at it. But yeah, I mean, I think it's there. He's going to run. He didn't run early in the season, which is what makes me think that the stolen bases going to 30 is more likely than the home runs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he didn't run early in the season coming back from that injury. And at the end of the season, I think his last like 15 steals or something, he didn't get thrown out. I forget what it was, 18 maybe.
I'm not sure
what it is, but either way, like I think that the stolen bases are more likely, and I'm just pulling for this new hitting coach to care more about contact, Matt Haig, let's call him by name, to care more about contact. And I don't think that you can really limit his power.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it might hurt somebody else's power a little bit by saying like, oh, well, he cared more. Like Jack, if he cares more about contact with two strikes, he might hit like, you know, a few less home runs. But I don't think that's going to happen with Cruz because of the limitless power in that guy's bat.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'll go. I mean, I know we both went, but I'll go this one. I have Skeens 200 strikeouts, and I just basically... It's a cold take, right? It just means he's going to throw enough innings to make it happen. The strikeouts are going to come. This is saying that the innings are going to come along with it, which to me right now is the most, it's the most important thing for him is innings, because he's not efficient yet. If you want to put, if you want to try to figure out what he's not doing great, which is very hard to do, it's just efficiency.
Yeah. Yeah. I got Skeens winning the Cy Young. I know that seems crazy to be a cold take, but when you are the odds leader, like to win the award, then I feel like it falls into the cold take category. Like,
yeah. I mean, yeah, he's the odds leader for both leagues too.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's okay. Just making sure.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We can, right. We can sit here and talk to our blue in the face about Skeens, but we're just
right. Yep. Yeah, all right. So outside. What's your last one?
The last one is I got IKF being dealt by the deadline.
All right. I'm going to need an explanation.
I think that as much as we didn't see in the spring or haven't seen in the spring, I think Nick York pushes his way to this roster.
Oh.
And I think IKF plays his way off the roster, but he's still a veteran. He still gets you something in return. And we end up sliding Gonzalez to short to end the season, to end the year.
Okay.
To finish out the year. Doesn't mean I think Gonzalez is our shortstop moving forward, but I think he finishes up the season at shortstop.
Wow.
Maybe that was too bold to be on the cold take side. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I think it is because, I mean, from what we've seen is, I mean, he's got 375 on base right now, hitting 324. I mean, IKF has kind of been like, all right, this guy's not going to be flashy, but he's going to be routine. If he gets on base, I know this is spring training numbers. That's obvious. But I don't know, man. I'd like to see him walk more, but
yeah, I just think that I'm all for Nick York going to Triple A to start the year. He has not played his way onto this roster.
Yeah.
But I think he figures it out. I think he pushes his way on. I don't necessarily think, I mean, you got a visitor.
Oh.
I did say I did say you're good. You can deal with that for okay. a second. You know, I did say that that IKF would play his way off this roster, but more, I think it's going to be Nick York playing his way onto the roster and forcing them to make some type of move. And I just think that it's going to end up being IKF, and with him being a veteran and probably playing well enough, that you're going to be able to deal him.
All right, here you go.
Let's go, Bucks.
Let's go.
So he just got he just got new cars. He absolutely could not wait. This dude is all the way into Hot Wheels right now. He had to show me this. Yeah. There was no question about it. So there we go. I figured he'd throw a Let's Go Bucks out there. Yeah, dude, totally there from what I caught.
Yeah. Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. I think it'd be interesting if it shook up that much. I also think that even if he's moved off of that position, we don't know the status of Ke'Bryan Hayes, right? So we also don't know, is Triolo actually at third and IKF takes that Triolo role as well? You know what I mean? So I could see all of that. Like, I could see that. I think the trade is interesting because in order to be traded, I do think he has to be playing well, or else there's just no point. Nobody's going to take that. You know what I mean? So it's essentially a salary dump at that point, but it'd be really interesting to follow along. That's a good one. So here's my last one. And I really struggled with this. I guess I'll start with like a downer. Last year I picked for four guys to hit 20 home runs, right? And I thought it would be Cruz and Reynolds and Sawinski were my three locks, and Sawinski did not come through, right? So I said, it's going to be either Kutch or, my goodness, we all thought that Key was going to hit home runs last year before the season started. It could have been, there was a couple different guys. It could have been Rowdy. It could have been, you know, whatever. And it ended up being three, Kutch being one of them. And then with Reynolds and Cruz. I think that we will go back to only two this year. I think Reynolds and Cruz can get 20 home runs. And I fear that those are the only two. More on that later. But what I will say, maybe a preview of later, we will get 20 home runs from the catcher position this year. So we won't get it from a single player, but the catchers who don't always play a lot, we will get 20 home runs from the catcher position.
I could see that.
Between the three guys.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have three players playing catcher at some point throughout the year.
Who all can, you know, contribute to that, right? All right, so I'll go first on my hot takes because it's going to follow up that immediately, okay? And then we can go even further into it if we want. Because my hot take is that Joey Bart hits 23 home runs this year.
Mm.
So the thing that he's definitely, like, he has to just play enough. I think the bat is there.
Yeah.
The question is there enough playing time? He only hit, what, 12 or 13 last year? So, 13. Like, what was it, 13?
I'm pretty sure it was 13.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't have it actually pulled up. So, but yeah, like, I think that if he can stay on the field, maybe catch closer to 100 games, 110 games, and the way that he's hitting now, I think you might actually see an improved Bart. And if he gets more time at DH, if there's a spot that opens up, if Kutch is injured at some point, I'm going 23 home runs for Bart. And this is one of my hot takes because I see Miles says 28 to 32. Come on. The problem is that I just don't know there's enough playing time. Like, what do you need? He played 90 games last year, right? He got 12 home runs. I think he's or 13 home runs. I think he's improved. I'm going to click on it just to make sure, Jake. I don't like to bring things to the table that I don't know are true. He played 80 games last year, not 90. 90 was Yaz. He played 80 games last year, had 13 home runs. So, like, it's there. But if he can go up to, like, 100 games, 110, if you're counting, like, catching and DH spots, if he can play like 110, 115 games, I think there's 23 in there.
The reason I'm not going to say you're crazy is because a right-handed bat in Pittsburgh doesn't always bode well for home runs. However, the last two home runs, and I don't know about his first one, he's hit three in the spring, right? I think he's hit three. And I know for a fact, I remember two of them.
Yeah, three.
We're to dead center.
Dead center. Yep.
So 399 to dead center at PNC, I see that.
Yeah.
You get these guys in here that are pool happy and right-handed, it just doesn't bode well.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to get some in Cincinnati and Milwaukee too. Mm-hmm. That's the thing about, like, yeah, there's a little bit of that. Ron's out there. First off, he says 40-40, and then he tells Jake, bend that brim.
Don't tell me what to do. Don't you bring that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Oh, that's good.
I'll go with my first one. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, I'll go with my first
one. Oh, wait. Dave White says Skeens card just sold for $850,000 with a 20% buyer's premium. So $1,020,000. Hope Nutting, well, Nutting didn't buy it, but that's for sure.
Okay, so my first hot take.
Wow, that was it. He's like, I don't care. Go ahead.
Yeah. Along those lines, Skeens, 250Ks. I think he gets to 250.
Okay.
I think he pitches enough where he gets to 250.
So what does that take? Depending what do you think? Like 180 innings?
Yeah, and I think he creeps awfully close. I think so early on, the pitch efficiency's not there. I think he creeps closer to the 200 because he figures the efficiency out.
All right, so how many innings you think? Like 180? 180 is 230 at his 11.5 Ks per nine. So we're going to do the math here. This is a math pod.
Yeah, I think he's closer to 190 because 32 starts at six innings an outing is 192 innings.
Oh, that's a good point. I'm not counting. Right. Okay. So that's 190 at the 11.5. If I'm doing this right, is 242. So that's why this is a hot take.
Mm-hmm.
He could probably get to 250. You know what I mean? If he can get to 200 innings, I think you're there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're there. So that's a lot. All right. I had a Thomas Harrington one, but it's not as hot now. If he gets an opportunity to start the season, I was gonna say that Thomas Harrington has a better year than Mitch Keller. That was gonna be my hot take. And that he gets rookie of the year votes.
Yeah.
And finishes maybe top five in the rookie of the year. It's not as hot now because it seems like there's more of a path for him to at least start the season that way. But we also don't know about innings limits and things like that. I just wanted to go hot on Harrington there. So I'm not really 100% sold on it, but that was my super hot take. And I guess it's still a hot take. Now that I said it out loud, it's still a hot take.
Yeah.
It's just not super hot, boiling, burning my hands hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The hot take might have been that he's making the opening day roster, but now that seems like there's a path. I mean, you got two guys who might not. So,
yeah.
But now I doubled it down and I said the Keller thing. I don't, that's a hot take. I don't think so, but I think it's there. The potential's there.
So I'm going to go with, I'm going to go to Old Reliable.
Okay.
Reynolds. I think this is the year. This is why I think that he is a co-MVP. I think this is the year he hits 30.
Okay. I
think he gets the 30 homers this year.
Chip on his shoulder, you said earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think he's going to be playing with a purpose this year. And I think everybody's buying into winning. No one ever goes out. I don't like when I see people say they don't care anymore. They care every year, but you know, there's just a little extra going around campus these days. So,
yeah. All right. Let's go. My last one here. I'm going to get through this pretty quick. This is I've come in here. I told you this before. I've come into this show with some hot takes and ready to go and feeling real good. And I struggled this year, and this was one that I was building, and I was looking up some stats, and I was saying, is this possible? It's a super hot take. I'll say that. I don't feel good about my hot takes this year.
you got the flames for the screen yet?
No, I kind of have this one.
Yeah, we need those for both of our next ones.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. Wait, you still have one more, don't you?
Yeah, yep.
Okay. All right, here you go. I'm going to fly through this. We can talk about it. I want to see how many people think I'm crazy here. Every player or player's replacement. Now, this goes for whoever plays the most games at a position. Okay? So this is based on defensive position, not batting order, not unless you're Cruz. I'm not going to say like Cruz at shortstop versus, you know, I'm not doing that, right? Yeah. I'm just saying if Cruz is still, even though he changed positions, even though Reynolds changed positions, we're going to stay with them, and then we'll just figure out like technically IKF is going to go up against Michael Taylor. You know what I'm saying? Like that's how I'm gauging this. All right, here we go. Every single player or the player's position will have a better OPS plus this season than last season. So Bart's will be better than Yaz's 95. Horwitz's will be better than Rowdy's 91.
Mm-hmm.
Gonzalez will be better than Gonzalez's 96. I think he's somewhere right around league average this year. Hayes will play the most at third. Hayes will be better than Hayes's 61. That's actually an easy one.
Yeah.
Cruz will top his 113 from last year. Reynolds will top his 119 from last year. Barely. That was a tough one. It might be 120.
Hey, you and me are on the same page.
That's right why now. It's a hot take, Jake. I'm not saying it's 130. I'm just saying he tops it. IKF will top Taylor's 52.
That's not happening.
That's so easy. 52? He could do that left-handed.
I know.
And I don't know who it is, but Pham or Sawinski, right? Whoever ends up playing the most innings will top Oliveras's 74. I think even Pham at like an 85 is better than that. Okay.
Yeah.
And the last one that's hard is Kutch at 105 last year. That's the one that's going to make this really difficult. So if Kutch plays the most innings, if he plays the most games at DH, he has to top 105 right. for this take to be hot enough to happen. And so I think for the whole thing, I think Reynolds and Kutch are the ones that will control this. And that's why it's a hot take and not a, this is going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you got?
You want to light that screen on fire one more time?
Uh-oh.
I'm going to get roasted. This is fine. You ready?
Yeah.
David Bednar, 40 saves. He's back.
Let's see the chat blow up on this
one. Yeah, right. I'm waiting for it. Listen, I just think he just comes into the season different. I don't think things have gone quite his way in the spring, but he hasn't looked terrible. He's had a couple shaky spots, but something's got to give. And, dude, I just mow him down. Let's go.
Mow him down. You know
what I mean? Like, let's go.
Miles says, laughing face. But you got a couple agrees here, obviously, Katie.
Yeah.
But Seth agrees in all caps.
This is a dude.
I don't know that he gets to 40, but I like the hot take because I think he'll be fine. Yeah. A lot has to happen for for him to get to 40, and that also includes this team winning a lot of games.
Yeah.
So that's going to be another piece that maybe we'll get into right now. Let's do standings. And let's fly through the rest of this league. We are at, you know, we're at the time here. We're about done. We have standings left. And then we're going to do the Pirates record before we close this thing out. So we're almost finished here. Here we go. Let's start with the American League and let's run through this really quick because most of our listeners don't care, but we like baseball and we like to
do this.
Let's
just do the winner. Let's get through this. Let's just pick the winners of the division, not do the whole standings.
You can do what you want. I'm going to go ahead and go through them.
I have them listed.
So. Okay. AL East, I got New York, Baltimore, Boston, Toronto, Tampa Bay.
I got Boston, Baltimore, New York, Toronto, Tampa Bay.
You got Boston in first. I like it.
I like Boston's team.
Okay.
Man.
So Fangraphs, I should have said, they are New York, Boston, Baltimore, Toronto, Tampa Bay. So I only flipped two of those. I actually have Baltimore over Boston.
I think the Gerrit Cole injury hurts worse than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I get that. Okay. I like that. I think they're a better team.
And Stanton.
Yeah, but Stanton
has two elbows that don't work.
This is better for Stanton. I think if he can sit out the beginning of the year and then be healthy down the stretch, I think it's better for their team. It's kind of like a strategy.
Healthy down the stretch? Bro blew up in the playoffs. He was the only hitter.
No, I know. And he was injured at the beginning of the year last year. I think this is a good strategy. I think it's a good strategy to leave him out of the beginning of the year.
Okay.
All right. Dave White says Baltimore. Bucko Mike says Baltimore. So that's a good division. You got three ways here. Miles likes the Red Sox. All right, AL Central. This is the one that I didn't finish it. I have three people in first place, and I haven't decided who's getting it.
All right, Fangraphs has Minnesota, Detroit, Kansas City, Cleveland, Chicago. I got Detroit, Cleveland, Kansas City, Minnesota, Chicago.
Yeah, I'm definitely there with Detroit, Kansas City, Cleveland being at the top. I haven't quite decided who I have winning the division yet. I think that Cleveland does a lot of things really well, and so that you got to like them. Detroit and Kansas City are on their way. I really like Detroit this year.
Yeah.
I think I'm going Detroit, Cleveland, Kansas City.
I think they're all three of those teams are so close.
They're very close. That just like the NL Central, the AL Central is getting more competitive right now, and it feels good. Mm-hmm. AL West, Fangraphs has Texas, Seattle, Houston, Athletics, and the LA Angels. I agree with them exactly.
I have Houston and the Athletics switched around. I like what the Athletics have done this year.
Okay. Okay. AL wild card, Jake, they have Boston, Seattle, Houston. You have Boston winning the division, so you already disagree. You have Houston in fourth. You already disagree with that. So what do you got?
Well, I changed that division up, and I didn't change
And you didn't change your... Picks. Okay, your wild card's up. All right, I have... wild cards. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, I have Baltimore and Boston out of the East, which was my second and third place. And then I have... let me see. I have those guys from the AL Central making that last spot. So I will go. I said Cleveland was second. So I'll go Cleveland hitting the wild card there. Kansas City just missing out.
Okay. I have Baltimore and then I'm going to go Seattle. I'm changing it on our sheet real quick too.
You're going Seattle to be better than. Okay.
And then. So I got Baltimore, Seattle, New York.
Okay. So you have. Okay,
and I kind of don't want to put New York in there, so, but I feel like I have to.
How do you like this about your Athletics pick? Oswaldo Beto is their number three.
That's fine. They're gonna hit.
Okay. All right.
They're an offensive team.
Yeah. Let's go to the National League, the more important, the senior division. Right. Let's go East
senior
first.
Senior circuit.
Fangraphs has Atlanta, Philly. The Mets, I'm going out of order. Atlanta, Philly, New York, Washington, Miami.
Ditto.
You got the same thing. I have Philly above Atlanta, and then it's the same. That's what I have. Big Aaron Nola fan. It's going to click.
I'm a big Aaron Nola fan, too, but
yeah. Okay.
Atlanta's team just takes
it. Well, Atlanta did just sign Verdugo for $1.5 million, something the Pirates could have maybe considered doing, but I'm okay with it because Jack seems to be back.
Yes.
I'm okay with it. I'm at peace. How about the NL West? It's the Dodgers, Arizona, San Diego, San Francisco, Colorado. If you pick anybody but the Dodgers, I'm getting a new co-host.
A ditto.
Okay.
I got it the same way they do.
I figured you
did. I just wanted to draw some suspense.
I do too. I have the same exact thing. I do have Arizona above San Diego again. I didn't like their offseason.
I switched. This one I did backwards. I switched my wild card without switching the division.
Okay. All right. All right. So here we go. It's time for the NL Central. It's time for all of this, right? Now, unless you want to do the wild card first, let me ask you this. Do you have an NL Central team in the wild card?
No.
Okay. Fangraphs has the wild card as Philly, Arizona, and New York. I have... Atlanta, New York, Arizona.
I have Philadelphia, Arizona, and San Diego.
So you have, well, but then you changed Arizona. Oh, Arizona, San Diego. You have the Mets down there. No, you're good. Yeah. It would have to be Arizona, San Diego. Yeah, no, you're right. Okay. All right. NL Central, Jake. How do you want to do it? You want to count down? You want to count up? I say you just run through it. Fangraphs has Chicago, Milwaukee, St. Louis in third. Pittsburgh in fourth and Cincinnati in fifth. Fangraphs. Really interesting.
Yeah. I've switched this. I got on here about 2 hours before we got on. I got on here right as I got home from work and I switched this division standings probably six times. No idea how it's actually going to shake out, but I have to pick something.
Okay.
I'm not big on the Cubs. I was really bad on the Cubs last night. But I did look through the rosters a little bit. This is the only division I looked. I did take a different take on this whole standings thing this year. Usually I do a bunch of digging and I try to figure out who's got the best roster, blah, blah, blah. Injuries, everything gets screwed up. I went gut feeling this year with everything except the NL Central because it's a little more hit home to the Pirates. And just looking at rosters, I just didn't think that the Cubs did as much as they did. And I thought what they did do, like the only move they actually made was adding Kyle Tucker. Like, I the other moves were like, whatever. But, you know, I after looking at their team, they have projected Dansby Swanson batting like seventh. And I'm looking at the, and I'm like, okay, well, I guess it kind of makes sense. Some of these hitters, I didn't know their names a little better than I was anticipating, than I thought. So yeah. I do have them winning the division after much debate. Mm-hmm. I had them in fourth at one point. I'm like, they're not going to be good.
Yeah.
So I have the Cubs. Sorry, I thought we were going to talk.
No, that's okay. You know what? I will, because I have, I'll set mine up a little bit too, and then we'll continue to go. Because I do have the Cubs at the top too. I think they did do, I think the Tucker move is just, it was just the move that they needed to make. And I think that there's enough of a floor there that I think that they have that. Mm-hmm. I like other teams' ceilings better. But if you're making a pick, a lot of times you pick on the floor, right? Yeah. And so here's what I'll say. The NL Central is the tightest division in baseball. It was last year, and it will be again this year. And last year I said on this show, I believe, that the NL Central will be separated by 10 games. It didn't end up that way. Second place ended up 10 games back, but I didn't expect the Milwaukee Brewers to win 93 games.
Right.
So had they lost six less games, it would have been very close. And the Pirates didn't hold their end of the deal of that either. Right?
Yeah.
The Pirates were in last place last year. They were, this is not a victory, so this is not an over positive comment. The Pirates were the best last place team in baseball. Of all the division last place teams, they're better than the rest of them. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that they're still not in last.
It could have been the Reds and saying the same thing.
It was one, they're one game different, right?
Yeah, we're talking about our, we're talking about our division as a whole. The fifth place team, it just so happened to be it was us.
There's no bottom feeder in our division, but there's also, I think the Milwaukee Brewers winning 93 games is very good, but that's still the least of the division winners outside of the AL Central, which was 92 from the Guardians. Oh, no, the West, the AL West at 88. Wins to win their division. But like, that's where I thought our division would be, except the bottom of our division doesn't have two 99 loss teams in it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like the AL Central with a 92 win team, but you have a 179 loss team and with the White Sox at the bottom of that division. And so like this division doesn't have that. Right. They don't have that, especially now that the Brewers lost Devin Williams. They're another year removed from Corbin Burns. They lost Willie Adames. And you know, you talk about the sophomore slump for some of these guys. Joey Ortiz needing to make a move to shortstop. Bryce Terang's arm is not like they thought he might move to the left side of the infield, but he can't because the arm is not there. So like there's some pieces there that you can question from a 93 win team that maybe puts them closer to 85, 86 wins. And I see the bottom two teams in the Pirates and Reds being better than they were last year. So how do you make sense of this, right? The Cubs, right, to me, it's the floor. 86, 88 wins. It feels bad, but it's just that the bottom section, I think every team in this division might get to 80 wins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. So I have the Cubs, and then I really fought with second place.
I fought with the whole division. The only, I can tell you, never changed was St. Louis.
Yeah, me neither. St. Louis, fifth place.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm really curious. Bucko Mike says, the Brewers figuring it out gets them 88 wins.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why I went with the Cubs. I have the Brewers second for that very reason. Like, everything has to click for them to pass the Cubs up or the Cubs at the to fall. But there's one like serious wild card team in here that is next. But who's your second place?
I got Cincinnati. I got Tito making that big of a difference.
I thought you might say that. I think that Cincinnati's ceiling is first place. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that this is a team that could get hot. And if this young team that hasn't quite clicked yet, if they can click, I think it's all there. And I think they could win the division. That's why I have them in third. I also think that their lowest could be fourth.
Yeah.
I think they could also fall apart a little bit. That's a little bit of why how I feel about the Pirates, except I don't think the Pirates have the same top end that the Reds do. I think their offensive top end is better than ours. So that's right. Cubs are already in last place. Way to call that out, Seth. I love it. So I just said mine, right? When I said my third play, I've Cincinnati in third and the Pirates in fourth.
I got Pittsburgh in third and I got Milwaukee in fourth.
Okay. So there you go. Milwaukee, not quite getting there.
Listen, there's three guys that are in the Brewers starting lineup that 2 years ago I watched in Biloxi in Double A.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if they're all good. Like, they're good, but I don't know if having three of those guys like that is where I'd want to be.
Yeah, I get
it. I don't know.
All right, that leads us to our win or our record prediction here. I don't have a drum roll, so
Friday is Hawaiian shirt day.
I don't know, man.
So, you know, if you want to, go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt and jeans.
This is fine.
Yeah. All right. Time for the record prediction. Everybody that's in the chat watching with us live, throw your win total up in the chat. Let's see what everybody's got. Let's see who's crazy, who's not. I don't know. Like, you know, do you want to create drama in some way, Jake? Do you want to just throw it out there? Do you want to flip a coin on who goes first?
I'll go first.
All right.
83.
All right. 83 wins, Jake.
I fought with this last night. You and I talked last night, and I was at a little higher, and yeah. I did bring it down a scotch, but not too much, because I really do feel like we can take a large step forward this year. And from, 78 last year, so a 5-game improvement doesn't seem too terribly far-fetched. I had us at 86. I reeled it in a little bit, reeled my optimism in a little bit. Realistically, I could see us hitting 83.
Okay. Usually with a prediction like this, it's a lot like the division. I like to look at the floor and then go from there. I think if this team gets super hot, if you want to keep sharing their their win totals while I'm going. I think the offense is going to keep us from really blowing up. And if they can blow up, I can see them getting to like 84 wins. You know what I'm saying? But to me, that's all clicking, and it's still not enough for me to go grab this division or anything. It's not enough. It's not enough for me to even think, like, I think Arizona's in the postseason with 90 plus wins. You know, you're away there, and they're my last wild card spot. I think that those three teams in the East could have 90 wins for all three of them. And I think Arizona can get in there. So I just think that, like, this offense wasn't enough. And you're going to have pitching injuries. You're going to have, I really like our depth in pitching, but they're all young.
Yeah.
So you just don't know. I'm going with 80. I'm going to go. Oh, nope. I'm sorry. I just looked at my notes. I went with 81.
You're going straight on 500.
I'm going straight on 500. But that's because of the swing that I feel is like top end 84. I think the bottom end is around 78. Now, obviously, it can bottom out to 76 if it really goes awry. But I think generally, if they're just going out there and doing their thing, I got them at 81 and 81. And to me, just to say it, it's not good enough.
Yeah.
It's not enough. It should be better than that. I would be happy with 83 at this point, because I think you need to get on that side of 81. So I'd be happy with something like that. 83, 84 wins to me. 85 would be like, I'm really excited about this season going into next year. You know what I mean? So, yeah. That's it. Dave White says he's concerned about the defense this year. I actually am. I like the defense a little better this year. Mostly because top to bottom, I think you're going to get more of the routine stuff from IKF than you did from Cruz. Mm-hmm. I think Cruz will be fine in center field. Obviously not going to be, Michael Taylor, but also probably like it when he figures it out, he'll work his way to be better than Jack in center. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Horwitz at first base is fine. I just, there's another thing, you know what I mean? You know, Pitt City What says, you know, year six, another losing season is not acceptable. And I agree with that. Like it's, we're at that point. Last year should have been a stepping stone and they failed.
Yeah.
They repeated a record and it should have been 80. You know what I mean? It should have been 81. And I feel like it was one of those things where going into this offseason, I thought, yes, they took a step, like they stayed put and they should have gotten better, but they, because of so many things that went wrong, they could catapult, but they just didn't go get the players to do that.
Yeah.
They didn't improve the outfield enough. Now I think that Jack could still be a good player this year, but I think they're going to give the lion's share early on to Tommy Pham and he's not going to be good enough.
Right.
And he's going to complain and he's going to argue with people. He's not going to listen to coaches. He already knows what he's supposed to do. We've known this since the beginning. I've already talked about this. His very first interview, he said, "Oh, I know what I need to do." He's not going to listen.
No.
He's not going to care about what the team is trying to do. He's just going to do his, I don't know why I'm going off on a rant. I'm not going off on a rant. I keep telling myself I'm not going to do it. You guys watch me wrestle with this day in and day out. I'm not going to do it. 81 wins is my prediction, but I will root for 85. And I think that this team's capable of it. It's just, they just got to do a lot of things right.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah. A lot of things have to fall in our favor.
Dave asks a question. How many does Shelton have to win to keep his job? All of them. I'm kidding. I think it's, I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's got to, I think he's got to win 86.
Oh, 86 wins to keep his job? He doesn't have the roster to win 86 games, though.
It's only three more than my prediction.
I'm just saying, though. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but I think it's 82. I think if he's over,
he's got to be above.
I think if he's over 500, if Ben Sherrington's still around,
yeah,
then they'll keep him around. Maybe not, though. I don't know. It probably depends on more things than just wins.
Yeah, it does.
Let's see him, you know, if he does something and he motivates like a push down the line or something, you know what I mean? And they get better or something like that, then.
Yeah, it could be something like that.
Then it's like, oh, we got back to 82, but we were bad for most of the year, so maybe we are going to move on because of the push. It seems like I'm backwards there, but
yeah,
like I feel like he's got to be solid all year. He's got to show improvement, but also you can't have to dig yourself out of a hole or else we don't want to dig the hole to begin with.
Yeah, that's fair.
Queen says 80. Miles says 77 and he's good to go. And actually, it might be true. They like, you know, Sherrington likes him. So,
yeah.
Bucko Mike's is 84. This is a lot of fun. I always like these episodes. It's kind of the beginning of the year. We get an opportunity to show some concerns, but also because of the nature of the way we do it, instead of doing over unders and just falling under all the time or over all the time because we set it so low. I like to just take a look at these things and give us an opportunity to show some sort of optimism somewhere, right? Yeah. So the cold takes and the hot takes are just an easy way to say, let's talk about six good things, some modest, some radical, but let's talk about some good things here and see how good we feel. If you would have asked me, you know, 2 years ago, what I would have guessed the win total would be this year, it would have been higher. So. Yeah. You know, obviously it's not all that optimistic, but I think there's potential to do it. I'm just not sure. You know, the difference between Cincinnati and Pittsburgh are very much alike, except they've got a little more of that prospect on the offensive side, and they just went out and got a killer manager.
Yeah.
And I think that he's that kind of dude.
Yeah.
And that's why I like them. Now, the talent just may not happen. But if it's going to happen under him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It went from the worst to one of the best. Now we might have the worst. Now that David Bell's out of the game, I don't know, though. Certainly the worst in the division.
Yeah.
All right.
The last thing I'm going to say, and then we can close it out, is this whole Jared Jones thing, I think, gets lessened because of our depth at the pitching. Thomas Harrington, I think, is going to step up. Not going to be the same pitcher as Jones, but I think we can absorb this one. I think we can feel okay keeping a prediction of wins the same based on this injury, based on the fact that we got somebody who's going to fall in line.
Okay. And Bubba's coming when Harrington runs out. Maybe Oviedo comes back at some point.
I just think you got
a lot of
depth is good enough to where we can absorb one injury.
So long as that injury is not Skeens.
Yes.
All right. Always appreciate you guys in the chat. Always appreciate everybody listening afterwards, whether you're watching or you're listening on audio. Thank you. Let's go Bucks.
Let's go Bucks. Let's go Bucks.
Thanks for listening to my dad and Uncle Jake on the Bridge to Bucktober podcast. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Bridge2Bucktober. Don't forget to subscribe so you know when new episodes are released. Clear the deck. Cannonball coming. And let's go Bucks.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.